Now, you guys have beaten the Bills, you know, something crazy, 48 of the last 50, I don't even know. Yet, you always seem to take every opponent, you never take an opponent for granted. The question is, what did Bill Belichick do at the start of the week, you know, the initial meeting when he's talking about the Bills? Does he talk for like 10 minutes about all the talent Spiller has? Does he do that and show video? What does he do? What did he do to get your guys' heads in the right place entering this week?
Basically, not much, because for one, it's a division game. I mean, so every division game is tough. So we understand that as the players, and we just go over the things we need to do to, you know, to hopefully win a ball game. So. And it's always tough against, you know, a division opponent, no matter what the guys' records are. Division games are always played tough, so we understand that. You know, our main thing is how well we can prepare and execute on Sunday. So we'll see how that goes. You know, just good. Hopefully we can get a good week of practice in, and things work out for us later on down the road.
All right. In the initial team meeting, though, does he go on? Does he talk, you know, for a good while about the strengths?
Can you tell us what we need to do to be successful, any opponent, not just, you know, the Buffalo Bills? That's how we start all of our meetings.
Right.
What we need to do to be at our best come Sunday. And then from there we go, man, going to games, man. So, I mean, it's no magic wand, you know.
Right.
He wave over us, but he just basically get us all on the same page and saying, things we need to do to be successful, and if we don't get it done, we'll have problems. So, and that's how all of our meetings start.
Right. Last year, you guys made the Super Bowl with a defense that ranked 32nd in the league. Do you shake your head? Is that amazing to you?
I mean, we don't even pay attention to last year. I mean, every year is different. I mean, 32 teams in the league every year, you change personnel, you change coaches, you got players knowing his team, so we try not to dwell in the past. Just like the Super Bowls we win, we just try to keep the past in the past, and, you know, the future in the future. So moving forward, that's all you have to do. You know, it's a one week game every week.
Right.
And this week is the Buffalo Bills, so all of our focus has to be on the Bills and Bills only.
You guys are ranked, I think, 8th or 7th against the run right now. Just how do you think the defense is playing?
I mean, as a whole, I think we can play a lot better. So, but our goal is to get better each week, and that's our goal. Buffalo have a great ground attack, you know, and their offense is very explosive. I mean, they're one of the teams in the NFL that can put up some points and put up some big plays through the air and on the ground with the backs they have. So, we're gonna have our hands full defensively, trying to slow these guys down. So. But we are for the challenge. Hopefully, you know, it'll work in our favor, but they definitely, you know, cause a lot of problems.
Buffalo.
We have to deal with it.
Okay. All right. Buffalo hit 7 plays of 20 or more yards on you in the last game. Has that been a topic of conversation at all, a point of emphasis at all for you guys this week?
Well, if we don't give up big plays, this team, you know, this defense can be very, very good. That's one of the things that we have to get better at. Giving up, you know, stop giving up big plays and stop hurting ourselves. And like I say, Bills is one of their team that they can strike from anywhere on the field, through the air and on the ground. So we have to do a better job of that this time around, because that game was close. You know, we got a couple turnovers, you know, in that game that they basically led 2 points on our end, but without those turnovers, you're probably looking at a different ball game. So we definitely got to minimize the big plays on our defense.
What do you think is what can you pinpoint about giving up the big chunk plays like you have this year? Do you think it's sort of just a function of changing player, changing cast week to week, or is it more just not assignments, not being
That's the focus. I mean, our focus, you know, times we give up their players, we're not on the same page, and our focus level is not where it needs to be. So, and that's one of the areas we want to, you know, to get better. And I think, you know, going forward, we're going to have to get better in that area. If we don't, we're going to continue to have problems. So, But I think the guys working hard just to try to fix those problems and pass two wins. We kind of move in the right direction with that. So hopefully it'll continue this week.
Two more things. One, defending the Wildcat. I mean, so many teams now use it a little bit, and so it's nothing new. What do you see from the Bill Brad Smith and the Bills running the Wildcat?
Yeah, they run some. Whatever we have called them, whatever I text to it, we have to check to it, and everybody up on the same page. So it really hasn't been a problem ever since the first time we've seen it against the Dolphins.
Right.
But the Buffalo, they do definitely run that, and they have the personnel to actually to run that. So when we see it, we just have to react and play to it.
Last thing, you guys, your offense is second in the league on third downs. That's really not anything new. You guys, with Tom Brady, has been always high. I mean, it's a good thing for you on defense. When you sit down, you most of the time it's not a three and out. Could you just comment on your viewpoint of like Wes Welker and how tough he is to cover and how he just keeps rolling along?
Well, I don't know how tough he is to cover because I play with him and I don't have to play against him. So that's probably something you have to ask one of the Buffalo Bills defender who actually have to cover him.
Right.
So that's better suited for those guys.
But how about just from how much you appreciate how he is able to keep doing it and, you know, he keeps getting open?
Well, you know, we have a lot of playmakers and he's definitely one of them. So I think, you know, both him and Tom, you know, the more they're on the same page, the better it is for all of us. But, you know, Tom have a lot of outlets, not just him. So we try to play team football, but, you know, those two alone can ruin the game for anyone. So I'm just happy to be playing with both of them.
If they dropped you in a zone dog, could you cover him?
Absolutely.
Okay. Very good.
Right,
thank you. Yep.
Bye.